Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and man, we're getting closer to summer. I don't know about where you are, but we're looking at some really nice weather this weekend. Good time to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Welcome to the big barbecue mitt in the center of North America. That's right. That's where we're at. It's the Grillin' Guys. So we just want to say happy National Barbecue Month. Thanks for taking a little time to join us with some barbecue flavor. And we're going to finish up putting Mom up on that pedestal today the way she deserves it.
Absolutely. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. If you're listening to this on Saturday, some of our affiliates pick us up on Sunday, so you've already enjoyed the day with celebrating Mom. But at the end of the weekend, it's a great time to show a little bit of love. Last week, we went through a lot of different ways you can do that, and we've got a couple more to cover today. But before we get into that, Barbecue Bob, as we often do, what'd you cook this week?
Well, I got crazy and worked on a recipe for the show.
Okay.
And we're going to cover it in a little bit, so I'm not going to reveal it yet.
Uh-oh.
We will post it on the grillingguys.com. You can go to our website and find our recipes. There's a search bar in the top right. You can search any kind of menu you want. Chances are we've got something about it, or at least a lie about it. And then if you look below that, you'll see a set of earphones. If you want to get the show podcast sent to your phone, it's kind of cool. If you travel like I do, sometimes you're not around for a radio station that carries our show because we're not on 400 stations yet. But it's kind of cool to have it sent to your phone and listen at your own discretion. Take us where you want to go. You can also check us out on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. So I did not.
Is there any other way to get a hold of us or listen to our show?
Yeah, you can call Joppy's cell phone. It's 616-436.
Holy self-promotion. We get it. We're everywhere, man. But
hey, that's what we have to do.
Right.
People want to know how to find us.
Yeah. And now they know. Exactly.
So, yeah. So I worked on that recipe. Also,
well, give me a tease. What's in it? I mean, you don't.
It's for mother. We're going to cover it. But what I also got to do was work on some designer burgers. So I was playing around with designer burgers two nights in a row, and my son Jordan's home, and of course Olivia, and you know, he's a beast. So he goes through like three at a setting. He just it's I can't even watch it anymore. The cash register just sings, and the kid comes over. But I'm planning out a bunch of graduation parties because I've got people that want me to do barbecue for their parties. So I'm lining up the weekends, getting ready to do cooks every weekend. And then, of course, I have one at my house, which is going to be for Olivia and Jordan combined, which will be I'm planning on about 300 people. And I'm planning on you running the deep fryer.
I'm the fry bitch.
You're gonna keep the fries just to crank in. We're gonna have some crack.
Do I get any input on what kind? Do we get the shoestring ones, or you want the big meaty ones?
No, you don't.
No?
You're just there.
Shut up and do it, right?
You're just there to do the work. Yeah. Sorry.
Put the apron on.
It's above your pay grade.
If it gets a little warm back there, I might throw you a beer. But other than that, just shut up and do fries.
And the last thing I'm doing is I'm working really hard on expansion plans for my house, and I'm turning into a nervous wreck because. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of people, and it's going to be a tough summer, man. It's going to be a tough summer.
Well, I was working on the trailer grill and the pellet grill this last week. I took the cover off the pellet grill, and the whole top of it was rusted. And I swear to God, I didn't put it away wet with that cover on there, but it.
Garages are damp, buddy.
Man, there was condensation under there or something. So I took that thing off, and the whole top of it's bright orange. So I'm like, okay, it's time. Tore it all down, took the wire brush on the end of the drill. Hang on to that, by the way, because every once in a while that thing bites and jerks your arms across the top of the grill. But
and there's lots of sharp metal edges there to help you out.
Yeah, if you ain't bleeding, you ain't working, right? But Anyway, got it all brushed down, got the heavy stove paint, 1,200 degree stuff, put three coats of it on there, let it dry a day kind of thing. So I'm hoping that I've got a good finish on it. It kind of looks military almost. I got the flat black, and it's got a little texture to it a little bit. I was kind of proud of myself. But
you know, if you go to Napa, they have an engine paint that's good up to, I think, 2,000 degrees.
Really?
That's a little more expensive, but it might hold up a little bit longer for that thing.
Yeah, I did go Rust-Oleum, man.
Yeah, it is a mild steel. It wants to rust pretty quickly.
Yeah. The other thing is the big trailer smoker that I got from you. When you upgraded, I get the hand-me-downs. That's the way this show works. You know. But anyway.
You weaseled a deal,
yeah,
is what
right,
you're saying.
Yeah, I guess I did. But anyway.
you paid a third of what I paid for.
Yeah, it was used. Yeah. But anyway, it's torn down. It's off the trailer. We did a complete body off, if you will. Everything's laying in parts, and we got it all brushed down.
Now you got to try and remember how it goes.
Well, it's pretty simple.
It's
going to
look
really.
a little different.
It's three parts. But anyway, so where I'm going is I spent the week just painting and wire brushing
and you
and
did something
stuff down.
Cool. You put some bigger wheels on it.
I did.
Cool that you figured out it would do that. I mean, you must have had to take the fenders off.
Nope. They were right there, but we did some measuring, and then I went tire shopping.
Awesome.
But the thing was the hole pattern on the hubs.
Yeah.
You had to watch that because they're unique. But
yeah.
Anyway,
it's like
we got her done.
It's like a 4-bolt lug.
Right. Yep. And I went up to a 17-inch tire on there.
That's crazy.
And it's gonna look good.
You can be pimping in that thing. You got some neon lights under it and stuff now.
You know what? I'm not revealing all the secrets, but there might be some LEDs
in
the future.
I'm going to have to get to work on mine now.
Right. Yours is brand new. What the hell are you talking about?
That's pretty awesome.
But anyway,
if you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys. It's the Mother's Day final wrap-up special. Last week, we told you how to shop. This week, we're going to tell you how to really primp and get Mama all fluffed up so that she's feeling the love. And, Jop, I got to give you some love, too, because you shamed me on Facebook with how dirty my infrared grill was. So I broke that baby down this week, and I scrubbed everything out. And you were right. It had been a while, and it was just building up. And it feels so much better to see more stainless. I'll never get all the stuff off the inside of that. But when I took it apart, it's like, wow, this thing's way overdue.
So let me give a tip out there to the guys that if you are going to think about cleaning a grill that's a little overdue, stay away from the harsh chemicals, the big solvents and stuff, and you just want to get a little elbow grease in there.
Dawn
dish soap and water.
Dawn and a putty knife.
Right, is where you're at, because that chemical smell and that will impregnate that metal. And the first few cooks after that, your food's not going to taste right. And just don't go there.
Well,
Dawn will work just fine, and it rinses off great.
Yeah, what he's saying is that grill has built up what we call a patina. And you don't want to strip the patina or embed it with a chemical odor, because it will take you several cooks, and it's going to smell funky.
Well, that and honestly, it'll make your food taste bad
as
well, those first few. So you'll be throwing away the next 6 or 7 cooks. There's no reason to do it. Dawn dishwashing liquid, rinse it off good
when
you're done.
Dude, you're absolutely right. So to make it Mother's Day even more special, we are barefoot in the studio. That's right. It's Barefoot Wine Day. We've got one of the wisest wine people with us. He's from Barefoot Wines, and we're going to show you how to get Mama barefoot this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We pull her into the cave by the hair. Right? But, how's that working?
No, you don't have to drag her.
You don't have to.
You lure her into your cave with barefoot wine. Keep that hair looking good.
Right.
It's Mother's Day.
Yeah,
come on, fluff it up.
So anyway, coming up next, we do have Scott Vorney from Barefoot Wines, and we're going to talk a little bit about a new product that's going to create a little more safety around your grill when you're cleaning it. That's company called Earthstone International. They're going to be with us. And then Bob's going to reveal the fancy grilling that he's got coming on for Mother's Day later in the show. So you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. We'll be right back. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen, In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're going to just twist up a little bit more of excitement here for Mother's Day. And we're going to start with... One of our buddies happens to be the regional man. No, wait. He's an ambassador. We need to address him as ambassador for the Barefoot Wine Company. And this is a learning experience for the Grilling Guys. And you're going to want to listen to this because I tell you what, I think I've tried three different varieties right now, and the flavor is amazing. And I wasn't expecting it, Ambassador.
That's right. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And a little tip for all of you. When you hear Joppy say, you know what? That means he's on his second glass of something. He's pausing to collect his thoughts. It is good. And welcome to the show, Scott Farney from Barefoot Wine and Bubbly.
Yes. Well, thank you guys very much for having me. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. What a great weekend we have to celebrate our moms. None of us is without being thankful for that. Yeah, Barefoot Wines. I'm just so glad that you guys had me in today to talk about some of our products, to taste some of our products. I have to be careful what I say when I'm around you guys. I am an ambassador for this brand. I am not an ambassador by government.
Well,
by government standards.
Appointment.
Darn it.
Give me that. Cut. No.
Give me that Grilling Guys hat back.
Right on. No.
No, that's cool that you're an ambassador for somebody. We're not an ambassador for anybody. So.
Well, we like to consider ourselves brand ambassadors because we are that excited and that into this brand called Barefoot Wine and Bubbly. And we call ourselves Barefooters. And we also refer to ourselves as brand ambassadors as we promote this brand from sea to shining sea and around the globe.
And we're going to have questions for you all through this. So, quick question. How long has it been called Barefoot?
It has been called Barefoot since its inception over 30 years ago when the brand was first founded. And it has remained that way up through today. The idea behind the name was that our founders wanted to make sure that this brand had an image that spoke to what the bottle said it was. And so when people see the Barefoot on the label, they know that it's Barefoot wine, right? It's not Chateau something this. It's not right. It's not river that, valley
and
that.
And it might be something you take to the beach, a nice
absolutely
summer wine.
Absolutely. So the foot is an ode to the way that grapes used to be crushed and stomped. It is also something that when people see our bottle, if you look at our label and you see that foot, you think barefoot, you think fun, you think the beach, you think summer, you think vacation time. You're with people that you love, and you're doing things that you enjoy doing, and that's what the barefoot is all about.
So we tried your Riesling, very good.
Thank you.
Now we're trying a sangria. My daughters make sangria. Every time you're at a party at my house, Jop, and my girls are there.
Absolutely.
There's a 5-gallon igloo jug.
I was going to say, it's in the big Gatorade jug, and there's, you know, 7-8 inches of fruit floating on top of the rest of the stuff they make, and it's a modern-day trash can, is what
so
it
what's
is.
What's your take on the sangria?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's fabulous, and it's right out of the bottle, and we're going to reserve the pricing on this stuff till the end because you ain't going to believe that.
That's right.
But the bottom line is this is a pick it up, pour it in a glass over ice sangria, if you even need ice, and it's ready to go. There's no mixing. There's no simple syrups. There's no fruit juices. All the stuff that you normal. Now, that's kind of fun, too, right, to do sangria. But
not when you're having a party, though, and you got all that other work to do. You're trying to make guac.
Right.
So here's the cool thing. Anywhere in North America, at least the U.S., Canada, you can find this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anywhere.
You're not stuck in one state, like Michigan, just Utah, because Utah is a big wine state.
Is it? Yeah.
Anywhere that your listening audience is finding their favorite wine brands, they're going to be able to find Barefoot. And the sangria is a brand new product for us. We just launched it this spring. It's, like you said, it's everything you need in a sangria right in one bottle.
So here's the deal. Scott and I have been talking for a while, and I've been giving him pushback because I'm like, dude, you know, you're a nice guy, you're a good guy, big brand. I know all that, but we're kind of more of a guy's show. We've got like about 30% women that listen to the show, but it's primarily we designed this about two guys grilling on a deck, and I see that label, and I just think, I don't know, my daughters or my wife, you know, it's a chick wine.
It, you know what, it really isn't. We're broad across the gender spectrum. We have wine. Barefoot, one of the taglines that we like to use is we've got a wine for everybody.
Sure.
And I believe that that's the case, and everything that I'm going to show you guys and everything that you want to taste today, you're gonna realize that at Barefoot, we do have a wine for every single palate, every single taste profile. It's there. It's in one portfolio. It's all line priced. And you're able to enjoy a brand that delivers quality and consistency every single time.
So here's the deal. I, thinking that, saw Mother's Day coming up, and I thought maybe for Mother's Day, it's a good time to give him a chance and just, you know, show us his product, taste it.
That's your bias to the women, but I'm going to tell you.
Well, it is, right. But I'm just trying to be honest. It's how guys think, right? You know, back in the day, men would drink Lambrusco. You know, you wouldn't drink.
That's right.
Right? It's imaging and, you know, marketing and all these things. But
right.
So knowing that, giving you a chance, we actually get to taste it and say, I would have never bought Barefoot. Honest. I'm just being honest. I would have never bought it.
Sure.
Because I look at it and go, yeah, my wife would like it.
So we've got a sangria in a bottle, which is a blend. We've got a Riesling in a bottle. You've got a couple others. How many varietals are there?
We have over 30 different wines in the entire portfolio. We have everything from spritzers, which we have in 750-milliliter glass bottles with a screw cap. Our spritzers are also now available in cans, which I'm going to show you guys here in a few minutes.
That's cool.
Something great for the summer around the grill, by the pool, camping, on the boat, right? We can go where glass just doesn't go. And we also have sparkling wine, champagne, bubbly, for everyone who likes sparkling wine. So, well over 30 different types of wine in our portfolio, and everything from still wines to sparkling wines.
So this is fantastic sangria. Daughter Maggie, the queen of guac, you got to buy this. You don't have to make it in a big jug anymore, honey. So we've got a big party coming up. This is going to be in the igloo.
And Bob, here's the deal, though, is where I see this being very practical. All the wines I see here are screw top. I'm sure you got some cork as well.
We do, yes.
Yep. But the screw top wines, love them because
best
you
ever.
put the lid back on, man, and it's just as good as when you popped it open the first time.
You can have a glass and put it in the fridge. Yeah. Problem is you put that cork on, it never goes back in, and it doesn't fit in the door thing half the time.
It's just a little too tall. Shelf, right? Yeah, exactly.
So what else are we going to be trying?
Well, so we are going to try, we're going to try what I would consider my favorite grilling wines. We have a Pinot Noir, a Sauvignon Blanc, we have Chardonnay, we have Cabernet, the king of
my
red
favorite.
Meat off the grill,
yep.
Right?
Yep. So let's get to Jop's point now. Jop is the number cruncher.
Right. And the number is, here's the crazy part, guys, is that you don't have to spend a bunch of money to get a good bottle of wine. And this is the epitome of that. Okay. And if you equate good wine with high price, from a grilling guy's
standpoint,
you're wasting
money.
You're wasting money and you're wrong. So break it down for us. What are these retail for?
So every single one of our Barefoot wines is line priced. So if you know that you have friends coming over that like Cabernet like Bob, or they like a sweeter wine like our Moscato or our Riesling or Sangria, they're all the same price. You're going to be able to find Barefoot wines wherever you buy wines somewhere in that range between $7 to $10.
Nice.
Most of the time, you're going to find us on sale at a 2 for $10, a 2 for $11.
Wow.
Something like that. So these wines are, we like to say, fun,
so you,
flavorful, and most importantly, affordable.
So you get a case of them. When you see the 2 for $10, you buy a case.
Absolutely. Load up.
Right. But still, there you go. I mean, you're give it a try. It's a $5, $6 decision. You're not looking at a $40 bottle of wine and you take the first sip out of it and go, oh, that's not for me. We've all done that.
So, dude.
Right?
Dude, we got to wrap this up. You've got more wine over there, and we've got people that are calling in. Can you hang on and just sit through the next couple segments?
Yes, absolutely.
And try and feed us a little bit more wine before the show's over.
Yeah. You bet. You bet.
All right. Thanks.
So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of safety around the grill. Barbecue Bob found a new product from a company called Earthstone. You're going to want to check this out because this alleviates a common problem that happens around the grill. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you're just starting your weekend or just finishing it, depending on where you're at in our affiliate lineup, we appreciate you tuning in. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's cooking is we're barefoot in the studio, baby.
It's going to get good. It already is. Let me tell you what.
I think, It's going to be hard to top it with Mother's Day. Yeah. But, you know, this isn't necessarily a Mother's Day topic, but we've been kind of playing around with trying to use safer grill products and stumbled onto this thing online. I got a hold of these people called Earthstone International. They're out of Santa Fe, New Mexico, which I love. And I just sent them a little letter and said, hey, I do this crazy show about barbecue and microbrews, and we want to clean our grills better, and we don't want wire stuck in people's bowels when we're done cleaning our grill. What you got? And
if they sent get me that a box, far down, yeah.
Yeah, and they sent me a box of these cool little things, and then they sent me a note saying, hey, we've got this lady named Lori Brown, who's like our sales ambassador, another ambassador. And
I feel royal today. We've got two ambassadors on the show.
She'll talk to you on the radio, on the teletype. So yeah. on the grilling line right now, we have Lori Brown from Earthstone International. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you.
So we're pretty – I've already been using my my Earthstone grill cleaner quite a few times. Jops is still in his wrapper because – he's got his grills all torn down. He hasn't had a chance to clean them yet.
That's not necessarily true because Bob just gave it to me this morning for a second time.
He forgot it at my house. So anyway, I used mine just last night again to clean my Tech Infrared. And this is a cool little product. Why don't you tell our listeners, describe this thing better than I will.
Well, the grill stone is made from a very unique material. We take recycled glass, and we pulverize it into a powder, add a little baking agent, about 2%, and then we run it through a grill at 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit, and it foams. Think foaming up like a cake rising. And that process makes a very unique material, different than anything out there. And it has properties which allow it to conform to all three sides of the grates. So you get a real thorough cleaning, and it doesn't clog. It was made essentially as an alternative to pumice because the owners were concerned about the strip mining of pumice in the New Mexican mountains. But it has very different qualities than pumice, which make it a much better cleaner.
You know what? And what you said, I absolutely love, because what you're doing is you're mining before it gets to a landfill, instead of tearing apart a mountain that really didn't do anything to you.
That's exactly right. We like to say we mine the landfills, not the mountains.
I love that. And who, I mean, you know, whichever side of the whole recycle, green, all this stuff you come down on, when it comes down to it, we all love the earth, and nobody wants to do undue damage if you don't have to. We've already done all the resourcing to make these bottles. Let's recycle them and use them again and again and again.
That's right.
So this, I'm sorry, Lloyd, go ahead.
I was just going to say that in Europe, this is, you know, every single bit of glass is recycled, and most of it is used to foam for this unique manufactured material we call foam glass. And we're the only glass foamer in the United States, and we've been building markets here, but there's many, many markets that could be discovered, but the grill product is our best-selling product.
It does kind of look like a sponge a little bit. It's a little more dense than a sponge, but it's got a lot of holes in it and a lot of porous in it, and you've packaged the ones that I have in my hand in like a 4-inch by 2-inch block of this stuff, and you got a little handheld kind of I guess scraper that it fits into. And you just use this like you would a normal grill brush.
You could use
correct?
That on your back, Joppy. Take it in the shower with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
Well, actually, it will remove the calluses on your feet quite well.
Oh,
there you go, Bob.
How about on my...
Not the same one. Switch them out.
Oh. From your butt to your grill.
Bob was going to get the little grooves in it from the grill grate first, and then he was going to go there.
So, yeah. So I have this Tech Infrared, and it's got these grates that are really difficult to clean because it's got this glass surface, and then the grates are spaced about an inch apart. I actually built a tool to clean it, but this little tool of yours cleaned it in seconds. I ran it over a couple times, and it was like wispy clean and phenomenal. And these things, you can buy these online. That replacement block is what, $4?
Yeah, the one with the handle typically retails at Lowe's and Home Depot for, you know, $450, right around there. And then you can get the replacement product usually for about $285. So you only really need to buy the handled product once.
There you go. So what I would do is I would just buy them online. I'd go right to Earthstone International. Go to earthstoneprobably.com. I don't know, what's your website?
Yeah, it's earthstoneinternational.com.
Yeah, so go online, go to their website, get the brush, and then order a whole case of the refills because they're like $2-3 a piece. And you're going to blow through these. If you're an avid griller like we are, you're going to blow through, you know, 5 or 10 of these blocks in a season. So just have them on hand. You will use them up fairly quickly because they do want to erode rather quickly, but I'm telling you, they clean your grill surface like nothing I've ever used. I used to sell for Grill Daddy, Mr. Barbecue. I sold brushes for everybody. I'm a brush tramp, and that's why I resisted.
Oh, might be better.
That's why I resisted this whole, no, it doesn't have to have bristle. I'm over it. I don't want the bristle. They do break.
Yeah, and the bristles break off, and they can, you know, land in your intestine, which will land you in the emergency room, of course. But I think the exciting thing is they clean better than bristles. They clean better than pumice. They don't clog. And the reason is because you're getting that breaking off, you always have an ever-sharpening surface. But I'd just like to make one remark, and that is don't muscle down on it. I say that you can use it with the same pressure as you'd use a bar of soap when you're in the shower. More is not better, and that will retain the life of your block longer.
Lori, my question is the fall off, if you will. This is a recycled glass product. Does any of it adhere to the grates, or does it fall off clean? And then do I have to worry about eating glass?
It just falls off clean, and really glass is made from sand. So if you get a little bit...
Works with barefoot wine.
Like getting a little sand on your food. But I just take a paper towel or a light brush and then just brush it off the grill.
I just take a wire brush and get rid of the glass.
No wire brush.
Well, we're going to marry it up with barefoot wines because we're having more fun than you right now. We've got the ambassador from Barefoot Wines with us, and he's plying wine to our show, and we're going to get silly now. But you send us more of these blocks, and we might see if... If Scott Farney here, I'll send you some barefoot. Lori Brown, the sales manager for Earthstone International. Check out earthstoneinternational.com. You can buy these online. You can go to Lowe's, Home Depot, anywhere. I bet your Ace Hardware has them. What's the growth track on this thing?
Well, we're growing very quickly. Typically, for a consumer product, if you grow about 1% per year, you're doing well. We're growing at about 20% per year at Lowe's and growing very quickly, the same at Home Depot. So,
From a selfish standpoint, are you a publicly traded company?
We're privately traded, still owned by the owners and founders of the company.
Okay. Well, if you do an IPO, just give us a little bump.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Lori.
Just two days notice is all we really want.
This is hot, folks.
You're already asking for insider information.
This is hot, folks. Check it out. Earthstone International, Lori Brown. Thanks so much. Get them online now.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lori. Hey, this is marketed under the Grill Stone brand. It's a white circle, says Grill Stone in the middle of it. If you're going to the big box store or online, you're going to want to check it out. But as Bob said, they are going to wear down a little bit, but they work really well.
Well, you know, and mine has really thick, tall grates that I can't clean. That's why I'm pushing hard on it. But she says don't push hard. And if she says don't push hard, don't push hard.
Right. It's Mother's Day. Listen. Right. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob might unveil that special recipe. And I think we're going to walk around our bare feet some more. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
If your window sticks, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Wow, Brian, riding a storm out. Gotta love it. That'll get you going on a Saturday morning. That brings back memories from high school, brother. That's how old I am. But anyway, this is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been having a little bit of fun today. We're kind of dancing around a little bit with Mother's Day, and then we did a little grill safety. And you know what? Anytime the wine guy comes to the radio show with a bag of wine, he ends up staying during the whole show, right? That's kind of our mantra. So,
well, kudos to the wine ambassador from Barefoot, Scott Farney, because he like figured us out. He's probably listened to the show before, and he knows we're just like easily bought.
Yeah,
but the dude came loaded for bear.
Yeah,
and
true ambassador.
The day before Mother's Day, it's okay if Dad has a little wine.
Yeah, and that's what this is about, guys, because...
Mother's Day is about Dad.
No, but listen. Listen, Scott was talking about this, is that on the break, that Barbecue Bob and I are big craft brew beer guys. And those are big, strong
I think
flavors.
Emphasis on the big.
Yeah, and we're drinking Moscatos. We're drinking, you know, all kinds of Riesling, Sangria. These aren't typically guy wines, but I'm going to tell you that, guys, you'll love this stuff. And it isn't going to hurt to give it a try at 2 for $10 or 2 for $11.
I'm trying some Chardonnay right now.
Right, exactly. And that's what I wanted to. That's kind of what I wanted to emphasize was the something for everyone style here, and the fact that all of these great flavors that are in these sweet wines marry beautifully with grilled foods.
Right.
So when you're grilling with a spicy barbecue or some cayenne pepper or a lot of heavy garlic, you know these sweeter wines are going to pair really well with those, and it's fun. As I said during the break, we just poured the Chardonnay. We're gonna try a little bit drier style now. But we tried three sweet wines, and you know you loved them all.
Yeah, right. The Sangria was crazy. So I'm thinking the Chardonnay might go pretty good with this. I'm gonna take credit for this recipe because I actually
concocted it.
No, what I do when I make up recipes is I do go online and I research. And I look at how people are doing things, and I get kind of a feel for maybe three or four different people that I like to follow. And what I noticed about the caramelized onion and pear pork chops was they were all exactly the same, and they were all doing the same thing. So I applied the things I like to do differently than most people do, which is rely heavily on Old World Olive Company to give me great products. And I took some of these ingredients and I switched them into, instead of using butter, I used butter EVO. Instead of using just Rachel Ray's balsamic reduction, I took an 18-year Old World Olive Company balsamic, and I reduced it. And I just played with the numbers and the portions and the things. So basically, and then I also took my favorite trick, which is to get a pork loin and cut it into inch-and-a-half-inch chops,
mm-hmm.
and then take my Jacquard to them and pound the ever-loving crap out of them and make them into this something that looks like roadkill. It doesn't even look like a chop when you're done with it. And use that and then marinate that piece in this thing that I'm going to marinate.
Barbecue Bob, let me take the five-second rabbit trail here. A Jacquard, little bed of nails. It's a tenderizing piece of equipment in the kitchen. It drives like 40, 50 nails into the piece of meat, and it's spring-loaded. You use it four or five times, and it tenderizes the meat. You tend to hit it a little bit more, and it almost even flattens out your meat too, right?
It's a Greek torture tool.
Okay.
That was developed by the Romans. Yeah, yeah, you're exactly right. It looks like it's a stamping device that brings 45 needles down prongs, and it tenderizes your meat. Actually, if you take a steak and you give it to your butcher, he'll run it through a machine and he'll call it a tenderizer. It'll have wheels with needles on it, and it'll run it right through it, and it'll just shred.
Swiss steak.
Yeah,
that we all grew up with.
There you go.
Yeah.
Zachary.
But anyway, okay.
Zachary.
Back to the recipe.
So that's exactly right. So. Instead of doing pork chops with the bone in, because everybody loves to say, well, you know, the bone makes the meat sweeter, it already did its work. On the grill, the bone is a problem. And here's why. Because when the butcher runs that loin with the rack through the bandsaw, which is what it is, he has to cut the bone. The meat's easy. He doesn't need a bandsaw for the meat. He needs a bandsaw for the bone. So now you've got this inch and a half, whatever you're asking him to do for a chop, you've got this cut. And then when you throw it on the grill, the bone is going to be an inch and a half, inch and a quarter, whatever. But that meat is going to kind of taper off and want to thin out a little bit. So if you're looking left to right, if your bone of that chop is on the left and the fatty portion's on the right, by the time you get out to the right, that chop is only about 3/4 inch thick by the time you're done grilling it, whereas that bone is still 1 1/4 inch. It does not shrink, and the bone is holding cold. It's pork. You're not going to bring it to room temperature. So consequently, what happens is up by that bone, you're not cooking that pork chop to most people, especially Mother's Day, mom's doneness, and satisfaction. So I'm saying get rid of the bone. Buy the loin. It already did its work.
It's a long ways around the barn to get rid of the bone.
It is,
man.
It is. Well, I'm trying to paint a picture that says you don't need to have a bone on a pork chop.
Right.
You can get loin on sale for $1.69 a pound, cut it into 1.5-inch chop, pound it, take this recipe. It'll be on thegrillingguys.com, but it's basically going to look for some sea salt and some sugar, garlic, rosemary for a brine. And then we're going to reduce some onions and pears in a balsamic EVO concoction that's going to make a beautiful topping for that pork chop. After you've marinated it, then you're going to grill that thing. And you're going to put this pear caramelized onion topping on top of that pork chop. And you've made all this up in advance.
When are you putting the topping on? Almost when it's finished grilling,
when
right?
When you serve it.
Right.
You're going to warm up this topping, and you're going to dollop it on.
Right. Right. And that pork chop's, what, 145? Maybe you've got it to an internal temperature.
Yep.
Use your digital thermometer. So, Scott, back to you, brother. You just heard that recipe. Tell us what kind of wine is going to go good with that dish.
So that is going to pair beautifully with our Riesling or our Chardonnay, and those wines are both completely different.
I'd go Chardonnay.
I would go Chardonnay.
This topping's sweet.
Yes.
I don't want a sweet wine with it.
Right. I the caramelized onions, the pears, those are all going to marry beautifully with our Barefoot Chardonnay, which has a lot of green apple and pear aromas and flavors in it.
Perfect.
So it's going to be a perfect pairing.
Yep. Awesome.
Perfect pairing. How about that, Joppy?
Who knew?
What could you do?
Right.
What's your recipe of the day?
Do you really want to bust one out? Are we, is that where we're going with this?
Yeah. Huh? Well, what did you cook this week?
I cooked a hot dog. I might just have one right here. You know,
how much time, Mr. Producer? 2 minutes. What you got, Crappie Jobby? Bring it.
That's your recipe. What's mine, huh?
Come on, we'll do a little breakdance here.
Basically, what I want to do is a little grilled asparagus. 'Tis the season.
Nice.
Right? It's this time of
year.
Have
some in the fridge right now.
We had some frost here on West Michigan. I don't know where you guys are listening, but we it nipped some of our early asparagus, but it's coming on strong.
You can't say nip on the radio.
Right. I did. I didn't say nips. I said nip. Grilled asparagus with a lemon dressing. And everybody can grill asparagus, right? You cut the shoots out. I like the ones that are about the size of your little finger to a pencil around.
They smaller the better.
Than that. They get
smaller
woody.
The better.
I'm just not fond of
Depending
those.
Depending on where you live, like the asparagus are going to start coming in right now.
That's exactly right. So just a little, you know, a couple pounds of asparagus on the grill. Cut them off. I like them maybe like 8-10 inches long because you get down to that stalk and it gets woody down there on the bottom. Don't like that.
You know what? Can I hold you off? I would tell you.
No, this is
sometimes, my recipe. Sometimes don't even cut it off. Just leave that crummy end on it. Then you got a handle, and you got something to throw off the deck.
After you've eaten the good end, right? With the blossom on it, yeah. But anyway, just a little Old World Olive Press, olive oil, salt, pepper. But here's the difference on this one. Take 3 lemons, cut them in half, and after you've grilled that with the olive oil, salt, and pepper on it, put it on a tray, and then just squeeze that lemon juice right over the top of it.
Back
brightens
to grease.
It right up.
Back to grease.
It just brightens it right up and gives it a little pow. So, with my asparagus, what wine am I serving with that, huh?
Well, most experts would tell you that asparagus is one of the hardest things to pair a wine with.
Right.
With that recipe, however, something like our Barefoot Sauvignon Blanc is going to be beautiful. We've got a lot of citrus. There's a bright acidity to it that's going to work really well with asparagus.
Bam! Sweet. There you go. You're Sweet. Listening to Grilling, guys. We got one more segment. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Every day of my life, I work till I ache my bones at the end. Take home my holiday. Oh, my own is tired out. My knees are not straight away.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Now you're
today's man law is paired perfectly with Barefoot Wines. No man shall spend more than 2 minutes in front of a mirror. If more time is required, a 3-minute waiting period must be allowed before returning to the mirror. A special allowance is made for hunters putting on camo.
Rules, man. Those pesky rules.
That's all right. World's made of rules.
Right.
So to go with these pork chops, what do you think about some dirty garlic mashed?
Well, I'm thinking it's Mother's Day.
Do you ever
and
make
if you
want
to get dirty with Mama, then you ought to make mashed potatoes part of the game.
Do you ever make them?
Do I ever make dirty mashed potatoes? I don't believe I've ever called them that. I might have made what you're about to tell us.
Oh, I was going to let you do it.
Oh. Oh.
Dirty garlic mash. Do you have a recipe for something like that?
Okay. Not right. so dirty.
All right.
No.
Sorry. All right. All right. Well, these are dirty mashed is when you leave the peelings on them.
Oh, well, right? Then, yeah, I do it all the time.
Do you do garlic mashed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do a little bit of maybe Parmesan in them?
On top, usually
not
in them.
Do you do a nice coarse cracked pepper in it, like a little extra?
Nope, because Michelle really doesn't enjoy the cracked pepper like I do.
Mm.
Okay, so I put it on my own portion when it gets there. It's not cooked in. Just a preference.
So
thing.
How would you how would you do a garlic mash?
Well, you're gonna clean the potatoes.
What kind of
leave
potato?
The skins on.
What
I'm kind? Gonna use Idaho potato
because you are
right. And so I will put those, but wash them up real good with a brush, right? And then
do you soak them before you wash them?
Nope,
I do.
I don't.
The dirt comes off a little better.
I don't. I just scrub them with a brush, and then I, quarter them, put them in a pot, get them to boil, right? Come on, this is potatoes. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about
this? No, we're talking dirty mash, though.
Right, right.
It is. Dad might not make these, so we're trying to help the boy.
When I get done.
Help a brother out.
Yeah, all right. I mash them up, right? And I usually put a little sour cream and butter in with the mash, and then salt and pepper if you like it. But the heavy cracked pepper, which I like, goes on at the table. Doesn't go on in the mix, but simple. It's mashed potatoes.
But if
right?
you want a good presentation, coarse crack, put it in the potatoes because that black fleck in there, and then you throw in some nice fresh Parmesan. You blend that in, and it's okay to use the powdery shredded Parmesan. Look at the wine man. Some powdery Parmesan because you got to be careful about this Parmesan. It'll want to string up on you a little bit. So, and then I just get the minced garlic right out of the jar. It's so much easier than chopping up fresh garlic.
So your dirties have Parmesan and garlic in addition to the butter, sour cream, salt, and pepper.
Coarse pepper.
There's a lot going on in those potatoes.
It is, and they're so good. But if you put enough butter in them, you don't need anything else on these babies. You just put a nice big glob of those next to that pork chop, and then your fancy asparagus. And mom is going to look at you with a glass of that beautiful Barefoot sangria in her hand, and she's going to look at those kids, and you're going to tie the whole day together, and guess what you just created? Magic.
That's right. A little grill envy in your backyard. Scott, take us out of the show, man. What you got here?
All right, guys. So we've tried sweet wines. We've tried Chardonnay. We now have our Sauvignon Blanc. We've got Pinot Noir and Cabernet here that will pair beautifully with those grilled red meats. If you're not doing that pork chop or that chicken recipe, you've got great dry red options from Barefoot Wines as well. I just want to thank you guys so much for having me here. We like to tell everybody, get barefoot, have a great time, and grill it up.
Thanks, man.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll talk with you next week.